Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening as we are continuing our talk about area soccer here on this Monday. And joining us on the line now is the head girls soccer coach of the Webster City Lynx, Christine Mason, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as we take a look, since the calendar flipped to the month of May, it feels like your team is really starting to hit its stride. You opened the month with a loss to Humboldt, albeit Humboldt scored two early goals from there on out. Your team was even with Humboldt for the final really 60 minutes of that match, but you followed that up last week. 6-0 shutout of Wright County, a 10-0 shutout of Hampton Dumont Cal. It definitely looks, at least on paper, this team is starting to hit its stride at the right time going down to the home stretch of the regular season.
Yeah, that's absolutely the hope. We definitely seem to be finding our rhythm. The girls are connecting really well on the field. Communication's good. Passing's excellent. Clearly, with some of the games, we're starting to convert on goals. So, big week ahead of us, and hoping we can continue to do the same.
And taking a look at the individuals, I know earlier in the season we talked about this being a senior-heavy group, and at least on the offensive end, it has been the seniors that have carried the load. Athletes like Janie Putney, as well as Jamie Perez and Sandra Fuentes Cruz, all with double-digit goals on the season for your club. And those three seniors, or the two seniors, I should say, and a junior and Sandra Fuentes Cruz, how do those three in particular set that tone on that end of the field, game in, game out, with what they can do on the offensive end of the field?
Well, like I've said all year, I think they not only set the tone on the field, but off the field too. They're certainly our leadership. They are dedicated. They really buy into our team culture, our way of playing, our style of play. The three of them connect incredibly well at the top of the field, but they also do a great job at using our midfield to combine to get forward. So they have a chemistry that's truly unmatched and one that we're going to miss greatly.
And on the defensive end, definitely from what I have noticed, the goalkeeper position has been kind of trying to find the right match at that goalkeeper spot. And it appears, at least within the last couple of weeks, Megan Van Deer has really stepped up and played at a high level. She's only allowed those two goals that came against Humboldt back on May 1st. But obviously, at goalkeeper, back-to-back shutouts last week as well over Wright County and Hampton Dumont County. And with 12 saves as well, it feels she is really starting to get herself comfortable in that goalkeeper position. Just what have you seen from her since you made the change to put Megan in that goalkeeper spot?
Well, it really came from our goalkeeper, Kate. She got injured in the Garner game back in April and just hasn't been able to make a rebound. We're still assessing things, but it was a pretty severe sprained ankle, and those just take a long, long time to heal. So it's been a huge loss for us. We have tried multiple players in that position and have found that Megan, with her years of experience on the field with the team and some of her athleticism, it's helped. So while we don't know for sure what the rest of the season holds, as we're still assessing Kate's situation and everything else, but we've been really fortunate to be able to have that reliability in Megan, and the team trusts her, and she's really stepped up in a huge way, and we appreciate that so much. And at the same time, we're devastated because Kate was probably one of the top goalies in the conference, and she had gotten, this was going to be her third year of experience, and really or I guess second year, but she'd made huge progress and had been just someone we could really count on back there. And so that's been a major transition point for us. But again, Megan stepping up has been everything.
And as we take a look at this schedule, we are hitting the final couple weeks of the regular season. As you mentioned, it's a big week this week to really, I guess, determine where this team is going to go from here on out in terms of not only the end of the regular season, but into postseason play. Open up tonight at Clear Lake against the Lions team that you battled very tough in Webster City a first time around in a 2-1 loss. You welcome Boone in for a non-conference showdown tomorrow night at Lynx Field, and then follow that up with Garner-Hapel Ventura on Thursday. did. They're right towards the top of the North Central Conference as well this year before closing out the regular season next week with Charles City and Fort Dodge. And just looking at the slate to wrap up the regular season, just what are some things you and the staff are looking for in this group before you head into the postseason here in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, tonight and Thursday's game are the most pivotal. That's what we're focused on. Boone's going to be tough. They're in a whole different league than our team, and they play larger scale schools. So we typically face a pretty steep challenge with them. But we're really focused on tonight and Thursday. Garner and Clear Lake are teams we can definitely beat. We were leading at Garner the night that Kate got injured, and we had a leg up on Clear Lake in a kind of a frustrating official game. But, we're just trying to turn the page. These are the two teams that if we can beat them in future Humboldt, that puts us at the top half of the conference where we absolutely belong. So if we can play our game, play our style, and stay consistent for all 80 minutes, I think we can get it done.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against Clear Lake up in Cerro Gordo County.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, that was
a great one.
You too. That was Christine Mason, the head girls soccer coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We talk with Wright County Boys soccer coach Ethan Crockman next here on 95.7 FM.